This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A promising jobs report out today showing 254,000 new jobs created last month. Analyst Jill Schlesinger looks at the economy.
Despite a higher than desired inflation rate, it really does show a tremendous amount of strength inside that U.S. economy. The economy was supposed to roll over a couple of years ago. It hasn't happened. We have had exactly 2 months of recession since the year 2009. That is just an astounding, resilient economy.
President Biden touted the new job numbers. He was also asked about the upcoming election and whether it will be fairly conducted. He warned Donald Trump could refuse to accept the outcome.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful.
He also joked with the reporters during his briefing room appearance.
Do you want to reconsider dropping out of the race?
I'm back in.
Former President Barack Obama will stump for Kamala Harris next week in Pennsylvania. Shauna Mizell has more.
Obama was one of the last prominent Democrats to come in and endorse Harris's candidacy when Biden first dropped out of the race, and we haven't yet seen them on the campaign trail together.
Donald Trump was in Georgia today. Willie James Enman has more.
Former President Donald Trump got a briefing from emergency managers responding to the damage from Hurricane Helene.
This was a bad one, bad storm, maybe the worst.
Trump accused the Biden administration of using disaster relief to help migrants without proof.
Country music superstar Garth Brooks says he's the victim of extortion. He's fighting a lawsuit from his former makeup artist who claims he raped her. CBS's Michael Toscano has that.
In a complaint to a Mississippi court, Brooks states the woman, known anonymously only as Jane Roe, claimed she was having financial difficulties, so he initially complied with her request for financial assistance until, he writes, her demands for money increased to millions of dollars, accompanied by a threat to publicly file a lawsuit against him. He says her claims of sexual assault are, quote, fabricated allegations.
Meteorologist David Parkinson is keeping an eye on the very hot weather in the West.
The record heat in the West continues today and straight into the weekend. In fact, today we'll break more than two dozen records from California to Colorado. And let me tell you, these are not just records that you're breaking by a degree or two, but in the case of Salt Lake City, it's going to be breaking the record by 4 degrees. 90 degrees for your high temperature today. In Phoenix, we'll get up to 108.
On Wall Street, investors cheered today's jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrials finishing 341 points higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. President Joe Biden will visit Milwaukee next Tuesday to talk about lead pipe replacement efforts. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at the Dodge County Airport on Sunday. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department closed a 35-year-old cold case involving an unidentified newborn found dead in 1989. Despite identifying the infant's next of kin through DNA, the Racine County District Attorney's Office decided not to file charges. It's an end-of-the-day deadline for those seeking Racine's 14th aldermanic district position. The ongoing boycott by six council members could hinder the appointment process. If that situation is resolved by October 15th, a new member may be appointed at that time. The Piggly Wiggly store in Oak Creek will close in early November. The closure is part of a trend of Piggly Wiggly stores shutting down across southeastern Wisconsin this year. That includes a Racine location. And construction at 95th Street and 80th Avenue is finishing today in Pleasant Prairie. However, Bain Station Road is slated for closure. It'll be down for 5 weeks between Green Bay Road and 85th Avenue. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. This offseason, the Brewers could move on from Willie Adames, who should command strong interest in free agency.
Well, I can't tell you if that was it or not. I mean, I guess we have to wait, but you know, I would love to be here next year competing with my boys again. You know, it would be great. It would be special. You know, I know the talent that we have in this club. clubhouse is something special.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
It's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice where you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and becoming breezy tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Nice day. A chance of storms tomorrow night, then sunny, breezy, and cooler Sunday, a high to the upper 60s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You can help families affected by Hurricane Helene. The easiest way to do it, go to our website, civicmedia.us/help.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing by. And when the broken is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. What you doing this weekend? Going to head to the movies? Let's check in with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. He's actually out in Hollywood right now, and he tells us what's new at the box office this weekend. Brett?
Well, there are two big new releases, and the first one is huge. Joker, Folie à Deux. Joaquin Phoenix is back as the Joker, and that's known as Arthur Flack, who's institutionalized awaiting trial for his crimes as the Joker. While struggling with his dual identity, he stumbles upon true love when he meets Harley Quinn, played by Lady Gaga. This one is going to be huge. Go check it out on the biggest screen possible. The next movie is White Bird, A Wonder Story. Struggling to fit in with his new role at school after he's expelled for treatment of another student, Julian is visited by his grandmother and is transformed by a story of her attempts to escape Nazi-occupied France during World War II. Go check out a movie this weekend on the biggest screen possible. Joker, Folie à Deux will be number one at the box office, but there's plenty more for everyone to see.
All right, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Personal Touch by Julie. Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. With the special holiday season just around the corner, they deliver stunning, handcrafted floral arrangements right to your door. Rooted in family tradition, the Personal Touch by Julie offers unmatched floral designs at the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deal.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
One.
and we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. Open those windows tonight. Let the breeze come in. Good sleeping weather. Clear tonight, a low of 56. Tomorrow, sunny and 74.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. If you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, go online and search for WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former guard at the Waupun State Prison is pleading no contest to reduce charges in the deaths of two inmates last winter. Sarah Ransbottom did not do cell checks in February like she was supposed to. Nine Waupun staffers, including the former warden, are charged. Ripon is the birthplace of the Republican Party. It's also where Democrat Kamala Harris accepted former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney's endorsement yesterday.
We may not see eye to eye on every issue, and we are going to get back to a healthy two-party system. I am sure of that.
Cheney explained why she's voting for a Democrat for the first time in her life.
Donald Trump is not fit to lead this good and great nation.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A police union backs Gonzalez. Labor supports DeSmit in a Kenosha area assembly race. Ben DeSmit and Brian Gonzalez are vying for the state's 65th Assembly District seat, representing parts of Kenosha and Pleasant Prairie. DeSmit, the Democratic candidate, has secured endorsements from retiring state representative Todd Onstad and Teamsters Local 344. Gonzalez, the Republican candidate, has gained support from the Wisconsin Fraternal Order of Police. The district does lean heavily Democratic. Biden is back in the Brew City next week. President Joe Biden is set to visit Milwaukee next Tuesday to highlight his administration's efforts in replacing lead pipes. The White House announcement didn't specify the exact locations of the president's stops in the city. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at the Dodge County Airport on Sunday, just an hour before the Green Bay Packers game begins. And an interactive production of Treasure Island starts its run today in Racine. Through Sunday, you can see the Racine Children's Theater performance at the Theater Guild. A statement says audience members will become part of the show, helping to create stormy seas, mosquito-filled jungles, and ghostly treasure caves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and becoming breezy tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Nice day. A chance of storms tomorrow night, then sunny, breezy, and cooler Sunday, a high to the upper 60s. Currently at 64 degrees.
We'll be right back.
The Doobie Brothers on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, here's a couple of killer quotes. These would be good to put on the side of a coffee mug. Amy Weatherly once said, "What we think we know about someone, everything. What we actually know, very, very, very little." Or how about this one? Author unknown. This person said, "Marriage isn't about finding someone you can live with, but finding someone you can't imagine living without."
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I'm
But I love you still. I need you.
I need you.
More than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So build me up, buttercup. Don't break my heart. You are my toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know.
So much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Radio Network. You can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh, no man, don't come back.
time.
To make a happy doesn't take a lot.
You don't ask for things no man brings.
It's all together like a hand in glove.
Like pages in a letter.
Ain't no mama like the one I love.
She can fill me up when it's down.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, your home for Wisconsin Badger football. Our next Wisconsin Badger football game is coming up tomorrow on WRJN when the Badgers take on Purdue. This Big Ten matchup starts with the pregame at 9 a.m. The kickoff is at 11. You can follow the Badgers all the way to the Rose Bowl right here on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her. And now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. Coming up, CBS News at 6. Then, high school football with the pregame at 6:30, and Dick Graceffa has the call of the game at 7 o'clock. Here's Simon and Garfunkel. Have a great weekend.
Loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.